Continuing a community connection on 1400 K1, talking with County Assessor Todd Mathis. And so we left things just before the break. You may be getting a piece of mail from Todd's office. It doesn't say greetings from the president, but open it up and see what it has to say anyway.
It should say on the outside, this is not a bill, because that's the first thing people, when they see something from the county, it's either coming from the county treasurer and it's a tax bill, or it's an assessment notice from the county assessor's office. In this case, it's not a traditional assessment notice.
It could be jury duty.
Yeah, you're right. If it comes from the court clerk's office, you might want to open that as well. But it'll be a personal property rendition. We also want to let our listeners know that we do have a free online parcel database. And so this is a website that anyone can go to just find out more information, because there is a lot really at your disposal now. And that website is www.countycourthouse.org. And it's just lowercase, one word with no spacing in between, County Courthouse. www.countycourthouse.org, and then users can click on the resources tab, and under resources there's another link called public access. And when that new page opens, you have the option of going to the county clerk's website, county treasurer's website, or the county assessor's, and we're the third one. Go to the county assessor public access and then click the interactive land parcel map, and it'll send you right to basically a map of Washington County, which is long and narrow.
Yep.
40 miles long and 11 miles wide, and you can click on the map, zoom in on it, whatever you want to do. Or there's a tabular search that you can type in your name, address, or maybe not yours, but whatever property you're looking for, and plug that in, and you can find the information right there online. And it gives you all the pertinent assessment information, you know, what your house was built, how many square feet, what we have it appraised at. All that information is available online.
And again, that's just by street address or 911 address?
If you know the owner's name. You know, if it's your own property, plug your own name in. But if you know if it's a neighbor's house you want to look at, you can do that as well. There's a lot of people that want to know what their neighbor's taxes are.
Yep. for any account. He's paying more than I am.
Exactly.
We got the same house.
You can look it up by address, name, legal description, if you know legal description. I'm trying to think what other ways you can look at property, but those are the
sure,
three main ways.
Sure, the
right
most
there.
Common ways.
Yeah.
And or if you're doing a little bit of house shopping and you want to know what the taxes would be if you bought the house, it's a good idea.
It is a good way. You know, we always warn someone that if they look online and see the taxes are, and I'm just throwing a number out there, but say the taxes are $1,500 a year. It doesn't necessarily mean that if you buy that home, yours are going to be $1,500, because you may not know that person may have double homestead exemption, you know, or additional homestead. You may not qualify for that, and so your taxes will be higher. So, you know, if you are in the process of searching out a home and you want to know what the taxes will be, the best bet's always to give us a call. Let us know what the purchase price or the agreed on amount is, and we can estimate what the taxes will be based on the new purchase price, not on what maybe the frozen value or the
right.
capped value or the whatever value was from the previous owner.
Sounds great. Also, by the pictometry that's out there, that's another neat service.
This is something we've been doing now since 2007. It's hard to believe it's been 11 years, but they fly Washington County. They fly what's called orthogonal images. Most of the images you see, you know, from Bing or Google
Map,
they're shot directly overhead, and they're basically. I think they're just called aerial images.
Yeah.
These are very similar to those aerial images.
You don't see the front of your house very much. You see the roof.
You see the roof. Yeah, exactly. But these orthogonal images are shot at a 45-degree angle, and so they capture you know, a little bit of the above view, but a little bit of the side view as well, and they're flown from all four sides. So we have all four north, south, east, and west captures of your property. And so we can actually tell if you've got, you know, I'll take the Price Tower downtown. If you look at that from just a Bing image, it's going to look like a oddly shaped, but you're not going to tell how tall it is. It's an oddly shaped building, and that's about all you know. When you look at it with these pictometry images that we have, you can see, wow, that is a, you know, 15, 16 story building. I'm not even sure how tall it is, to be honest.
With
a big antenna on top. So you can tell because of the orthogonal view. And the exciting thing is they're actually flying later this month.
Okay.
And so the last time they flew Washington County was 2015, and they fly every 3 years. And so they're 2018 is they're scheduled again. So sometime later this month, you won't even know it, but there'll be an airplane flying over Washington County taking pictures of every square mile of this county.
Okay, so that room addition you just put on is going to show up.
Yeah, unfortunately it will. We're going to catch that. If it's not in the city limits and we didn't already get a permit, let's say you live outside the city limits where you're not required to file a permit, those pictometry images will show that, and it's kind of hard to hide. But that's one tool that we've used the last few years to be able to pick up those improvements that are not always reported to the assessor's office.
Typically, you spend some time someplace in the spring out in each of the communities.
We do. We go at the end of this month or maybe first part of February, depending on when we can get it scheduled. We'll go to Vera, Oshaleta, Ramona, Dewey, and Copan, and we basically set up for about a half a day in each of those communities. And it gives taxpayers the option to return these renditions that they're now receiving to those locations and not have to come all the way to Bartlesville.
And still talk to somebody about
it. And talk to someone live, exactly. Because the worst thing in the world is to call and get try to get some information. You get a recording or you get
your call
transfer
is important
one
to us.
Exactly. So we want someone there. We have someone there. It'll be for about 4 hours a day. We'll be there from, let's say, 8 to noon at one location, then from 1 to 5 at another location. But we'll go to all those communities, and we'll get those to the radio station here in the next few weeks to when we get those nailed down. We haven't got them nailed down yet. But that gives those taxpayers an opportunity to come in, turn in those renditions, file for homestead, whatever they need to do, and not drive all the way to Bartlesville.
It's a nice service, you've done it historically probably for decades.
This is my 17th year as county assessor, and we've done it every year that I've been there, and I know they did it even before that. And the reason for that, Charlie, is kind of historically, this was set up at the turn of the century, or the 1907, when we became a state. If someone had to get in a horse and wagon and drive all the way to Bartlesville from the south end of the county, that may be a half a day's journey.
Yeah, well, or worse, Osage County.
Yeah, if you're in a large county like Osage, it may be a full day's journey just to go render to the county assessor. Well, they wanted to make it convenient, and so they set up where you could go to all the communities and make it a shorter drive. Well, we've just kept that over the years. I think there's been some statute changes that say you don't have to do that anymore. You may do it instead of shall.
Mm-hmm.
We've kept doing it because we know it is a convenience and it is a service that we want to provide to the taxpayers, and so we've kept doing it. It's half a day in each of the communities, so about 3 days total. And it's the least we can do to make things easier for the taxpayers of Washington County.
Yep. Hey, do you ever pick up interns?
I was going to mention that. That is one of the most exciting things we've done.
We've had fun this year with John, particularly during Bartlesville High School football games. He has made some key plays. Bartlesville K-1 intern John Cohn.
Yeah. It is great. I'll tell you what we did is we were looking at maybe hiring some part-time help. And, you know, anytime you do something like that, you have to bring them in, train them, show them the ropes, and then, you know, if they get good at their job, they may stay on full time, or they may find another job somewhere else, and they're gone anyway.
Yeah, John's back for the second semester.
So you're lucky you retained him. We have some students. We've been working with the business college at OWU, and I want to give a special thanks to Dean Epperson and Professor Weaver, who kind of helped facilitate this. But they provided us with six of the brightest, sharpest students that we could ask for. And they've come in and they've done all of our data entry starting in about October of 17. And there's still some right there today that'll be probably through the end of January finishing up. And they've been outstanding. They work fast. You know, I'm 47 years old. If I try to learn a new software sitting in front of a computer, it may take me 2 or 3 days to pick that up.
Yeah.
You want to know how fast these students picked it up?
A couple of hours, maybe. Maybe
an hour. Yeah. They were whizzing within about an hour or so. And so it's amazing, just because they grew up in the technology age, they can just pick it up. And so they've done this data entry twice as fast as someone that I could hire off the street and then try to train.
Well, you came up through the 80-column punch cards. You actually did work online, but, you know, when you were a youngster, that's what we were doing.
I was explaining to my daughter, who's a freshman in college now, when I wrote my term papers, it was the typewriter that you would literally type it, and then it would the return button would send the type head back across the side of
Selectric 2 or Selectric
2. There you go.
Yeah,
if those of you that grew up in that era know what I'm talking about. Well, then, graduated to word processor. Now everything's done on the computer. And, you know, you can probably go to any website you want, cut, paste, boom, your report's done. Yeah. And we actually had to type
it. And teachers also have the software now to check for plagiarism.
To check for plagiarism, you're right. So, but the technology has changed so much, and I would probably not do well starting all over again at this age, or not this age, but in this date and time.
Yeah. So, well, thanks to the interns, they're making things a whole lot better.
They're about 80% done, and I imagine by the end of January we'll be, we're actually way ahead of last year's schedule, so we're in great shape. We'll get all the data entry done, then we do the valuations and send out the notices in early spring, and then repeat the whole cycle all over again.
If the listeners have a question about anything other than maybe the interns we talked about this morning, your phone number is well publicized.
Give us a call at 918-337-2830. I almost had to look it up because I don't call it very much. 337-2830 is the assessor's office, and we'll help you out any way we can. We have someone manning the phones from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Closed on the weekends, but we'll be there to help you any way we can. And if you can, go to the website. Again, it's www.countycourthouse.org.
Yeah, another cell phone innovation where we don't have to remember phone
That's
numbers.
Right.
That's a Community Connection talking with Todd Mathis on 1400 K1.